This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. Ahead of the G7 summit in Britain, U.S. President Joe Biden formally announcing his administration is donating 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine for 92 low- and middle-income countries. Biden said Thursday the donation, which was first announced on Wednesday, will be made with no strings attached. The U.S. president's announcement comes a day before the start of the G7 summit, a meeting of the world's most advanced democracies in Cornwall. Biden said on Friday, G7 nations will be announcing the full scope of the commitment. Prior to his vaccine announcement, Biden met Thursday with Prime Minister Boris Johnson, agreeing on a new Atlantic charter modeled on the statement made by then British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and then U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1941 to promote democracy and free trade. French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed as great news the decision by the U.S. to donate the 500 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to the poorest countries and said Europe should do the same. France was the first rich country to donate via COVAX, sending 100,000 doses to Mauritania in April, and Macron said the country would donate 500,000 doses by mid-June and 30 million doses by the end of the year. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there will be further study on reports of heart inflammation in young men and teens who have gotten the COVID vaccination. Officials say the reports are rare. It's not yet clear if the heart inflammation they're seeing in males ages 16 to 24 is being caused by the shots. Most of the patients have fully recovered. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States may soon look to regulate private companies, mandating higher standards for cybersecurity following a series of damaging hacks and ransomware attacks against key firms and critical infrastructure. President Biden's nominees to fill two top cyber roles in his administration warned Thursday that malign actors are currently operating with impunity and that too many private sector organizations have so far failed to take the necessary precautions. Earlier this week, the chief executive of Colonial Pipeline, the largest fuel pipeline operator here in the United States, told lawmakers in Washington he felt he had no choice but to pay close to $5 million to the DarkSide Network following a ransomware attack in May that caused fuel delivery disruptions up and down the country's eastern coast. Russian authorities have ordered Facebook and the messaging app Telegram to pay steep fines for failing to remove banned content. A Moscow court fined Facebook a total of $236,000 and Telegram $139,000. Early this year, Russia's state communications watchdog started slowing down Twitter and threatened it would ban over alleged failure to take down unlawful content. The crackdown unfolded after authorities criticized social media platforms to have brought tens of thousands of people into the streets across Russia this year to demand the release of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The U.S. is condemning Nigeria's ongoing ban of Twitter in the country, saying the action has no place in a democracy. Last weekend, the U.S. joined the European Union, Britain, Ireland, and Canada in criticizing Nigeria's action. The Abuja government indefinitely banned Twitter after the U.S. social media company deleted a tweet from President Muhammadu Buhari's account for violating its rules. Buhari's tweet referred to the country's civil war 4 decades ago and a warning about recent unrest referring to those misbehaving in violence in the southeastern part of the country. Officials there blamed the prohibited separatist group IPOB for attacks on police and election offices. Buhari's office denied the Twitter suspension was a response to the removal of that post. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, VOAnews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.